Hello and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and have more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a stormy downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of January 10th, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And what a crazy week last week, huh? We often talk about the planets switching from one sign to another sign and how that affects energy. And we saw it in action here because Mars moved from Aries into Taurus this past week. And the storming of the Capitol happened at the very last hours of Mars and Aries. So the energy is the most intense at the very last degrees of before the planet actually moves into the new sign. And we saw that happen last week. But this week, we have a new moon in Capricorn on Tuesday, January 12th at about 9 o'clock at night on the Pacific coast. And as we know, a new moon represents the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new cycle, of a new 28-day cycle. And this gives us a little burst of energy, an initiative. So this is an excellent time for making a fresh start, turning over a new leaf, starting a new project. And this new moon falls at 23 degrees of Capricorn, which all through 2020 was a very sensitive degree, a sensitive spot in the chart. And it was at this very spot in January of 2020 that Saturn and Pluto conjunction took place. And if you're a longtime listener, we talked about this big conjunction for like a couple months before it happened. And then, of course, all year long. But we really weren't sure how it would affect us. But if we only knew then what we know now, huh? So we experienced so many rare astrological alignments last year. And while 2021 is quieter in comparison, we're still integrating all of the energies that happened last year. So this January new moon will be one of our first major integration points. So it may stir up the past, but will also guide us to reflect and think about how far we've come in the last 12 months. So we'll be thinking about how our priorities have shifted over the past year. So this new moon is extremely intense and complex. The intensity is because there are five conjunctions and six squares happening with the planets at the same time as this new moon. So because this new moon is extra powerful, it helps us align once again with our New Year's intentions. So it's a great time to set goals and focus on the goals that you may have set at the beginning of the year. Virtually nothing can stand in our way right now. So this is not the time to doubt yourself. This is the time to decide what you really want, even if it may feel unattainable right now, and to know that you're going to get it, that you have the power to reach any goals that you set right now. So there's no going back. There's only forward momentum. So ideally, we'd be looking in the rearview mirror at 2020 saying, thank God that's over with, while we're driving into the sunset, you know, towards the olden days or normal life. The trouble is that the old normal died in 2020, and the new normal has yet to be established. So we're kind of in this weird in-between time right now. Old normal dead, new normal not quite here yet. We don't even know what it looks like. So the theme of this new moon in Capricorn is renewal. We will witness a total rebirth. From the ashes of the old year, we will rise a new year, a new you, ready to tackle all these goals and hit all of these things that you want to happen for this new year. And this process is going to be intense, but it also feels liberating. Like, thank God we're finally moving forward. I can finally feel like I am in charge of what's happening in my life. So then on Thursday, January 14th, Uranus goes direct, and it's been retrograde since August. So we're gonna feel a shift once again in energy. So Uranus is the planet of freedom and truth and divine insight. So Uranus is commonly referred to as the Great Awakener. So we want to expect the unexpected when it comes to Uranus. It's the planet of weird, unpredictable energies, rapid change, surprises, bursts of inspiration and creativity, along with the darker stuff like destruction and chaos. So needless to say, this could be a time of extreme This can be a time of extreme anxiety for some and a burst of creative inspiration for others. So if you are prone to anxiety, you'll probably be feeling it this week. So you may even have thoughts that you have wasted your life or you beat up on yourself because you made that decision. So it's important this week that we don't stay in this energy. So don't think those thoughts. As we've talked about before, the best way to deal with anxiety is physical movement, to actually physically move that energy out of you. So go for a walk, put on music and dance around the house, do a really tough workout. And if you're still feeling anxiety, go for another walk. Do what you need to do to shift your thoughts this week. So there's nothing we can do to change the past. Let's just make the changes that we want to see in our life right now and move forward. Knowing that this is such a powerful time that we're going to be successful making all of the changes. So it's kind of really a different way of approaching a goal, like knowing you're going to be successful. We talked about this a little bit last week of, you know, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Still that same energy this week. So one of the changes I suggest you make is the decision to live an abundant life once and for all. So most of us think of money when we think of abundance, which is certainly part of it, but I'm talking about peace of mind. The ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Freedom. So the first and most important part of manifesting is making the decision and committing to it. So commit now to living abundant life. So we're going into this knowing that we're going to be successful. So think about all the things that you could change right now in your life, knowing that they were going to change and that you would have a better life. So let's commit to doing what we need to do in order to have an abundant life. So this is the perfect time to make the decision since we're in that you're going to be successful time. So all you need to do this week is make the commitment to yourself. That's it. This week, we're just making the commitment that this is how I want my life to be, and I'm going to do everything I need to do for my life to be this way. So to recap, it's a powerful week to make progress towards your New Year's intentions, or even to set some if you didn't set any at the beginning of the year, or even to add some, knowing that now is a time that we're going to be successful with what we do. So prepare for any anxiety or any of the unwelcome thoughts this week by getting lots of exercise and increasing your meditations and maybe limiting your caffeine or anything else that makes you a little uneasy. Also, make the commitment to yourself once and for all that you're going to live an abundant life and leave any thoughts of lack or beliefs of lack behind you once and for all. And then just like that, we're moving forward into our new lives. So intense energy. Yeah, sure, intense energy. But with that intense energy comes big changes and a path forward for us to live the life like we want to live our lives, that we're not stuck. So there's a realization this week that, hey, I'm not a victim of this life. I am not stuck. I can live the life I want. I can live how I want to. And I mean, that makes for a pretty good week. So thank you for listening my 2021 Astrology Forecast podcast with Deb Norton will be released this Wednesday. We recorded it yesterday and there are lots of encouraging things happening this year. And if you're feeling really motivated about your finances this week, I suggest my 28 Days of Making Money program. You get an email each day with steps to take to increase your abundance level. And it's only $28, so it's a dollar a day. And you can find it on my website, abundology.com, under products. So have a wonderful week. I don't know. I just really love this knowing that what the changes that we're making right now are going to be successful. I love this feeling. So let's take advantage of this and move forward. So have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.